Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Pear podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good today. Oh, I was just looking around to see if I could. Like, anyone was trying to sit around me because I'm currently recording this in the library, but I'm in my own little private room, as one does. But yeah, I missed you guys. I think, like, I often am like, oh, you know, I want to see this on the podcast. I want to do this on the podcast. Like, it's really not, I don't know, it's not, it doesn't feel like a job or something dragging for me. It's something I really enjoy doing. And that's why, like, you know, I went from being like, you know, feeling really bad when I didn't post something to being like, I don't want to record just to record. You know what I mean? I'm doing this, you know, mostly for myself, just to kind of, you know, have something to look back on. You know what I mean? Like, you know, obviously I don't know what the world's going to look like in, you know, 30 whatever years, but, like, you know, I'd like to have this be something like my kids can listen to one day, which is really weird to say. But yeah, a lot's been going on in my life. I mean, nothing crazy. I've just been busy with a lot of things. I started doing, like, some volunteer work, and I went home for spring break, which was really nice to spend time with my family. Yeah, all sorts of good stuff. I'm in a classroom now where I was, like, writing poetry, and maybe I'll do a little segment where I talk about, like, poetry maybe next week or in the upcoming few weeks, because I really did learn a lot about that, and I really do enjoy, like, writing poetry, so I think it'd be really fun to share that with you guys, because, you know, in a lot of ways, y'all have been able to see me really grow from a lot of these things, which I don't know, it's kind of weird to look back on. You know, like, I know a lot of you, but also I don't know really any of you. And also now I can see that, like, 40 of you are subscribed to me on Spotify, which is really, really cool. And I'm happy to have this experience to, you know, be able to speak to you guys. But again, reminiscing is not what I was planning to do on this episode, but I was talking about, you know, a little bit of a, you know, less, you know, happy-go-lucky topic. I've just been thinking a lot about, like, you know, like, friendships that have faded, or, like, losing friends, and I think, like, this kind of topic of friendship is what, like, a lot of my, you know, episodes went over. You know, I talk a lot about, you know, like, the really terrible sort of journey of trying to make friends, especially when you're, like, you know, teenager age. I think a lot of people don't, like, really think about that, and I think, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm doing fine now. I have a really good group of friends, and, like, I feel really loved, and that's kind of no longer, you know, a problem that's overtaking my mind, but it really felt like a big, I mean, I don't want to say a big chunk of my adolescence, but it was probably from, well, 16 to 17. I don't know. It was a few years, a good chunk of a few years, but anyways, that's, like, a lot of that is, you know, like, you're going to prom, you're doing these things, and I, you know, I would not change anything in my life. But that's the part of my life I most look back on, and I'm like, I wonder if it could have been different. And that's not, you know, the best mindset to set it on, but I think I'm coming from a place of, like, genuine curiosity of, like, you know, for those years, I chose to be homeschooled, I chose to do online school, but how would that be different if I was, like, going to public school or things like that? It's just something to think about. And I think, like, that part of my life, I wouldn't say made me a toxic friend, in some ways to the friends I did have that were just like not, you know, physically around me. But I do feel like there were some times where I like put a lot of pressure on them. And, you know, saying that, like, I don't think I did anything wrong. They were just truly the only friends my age I had to talk to. And you know what I mean? I don't think I ever truly put that pressure on them, but I think it was often like, hey, you know, can we call tonight? And then when like it didn't work out or things like that, like I was truly crushed, and I think I was so embarrassed that I didn't like share that with them, and I didn't, you know, kind of put that pressure on them. I'm like, oh my gosh, you didn't answer my call, now I'm crushed. But like, because it truly felt like those relationships I had had for a long time in some ways were fading. And that's like not, you know, it's not a call out on any of my like long-term friends. But like in some, it wasn't like a, oh, we just don't get along anymore. It was just like we're in different stages of life. You know what I mean? Whether that be like one of us in a different stage than other, or just like being in college is changing a lot of those friendships, and you're getting closer with people you're spending your day in and day out with. But it was still hard. And I think like that mindset of especially going into college is like a good one to go into, you know what I mean? And like I didn't have to really worry about, you know, leaving a lot of really deep friendships behind, which, you know, I think kind of, you know, sucks to say, but I'm, you know, I do my best to look on the bright side. And like, I didn't have to kind of deal with that. Like, I am going from having everything to having nothing, because most of my friends that were like close to me lived far away anyways. So, you know, I kind of went into college in this like clean slate where nobody knew me. Or knew, like, anything about me. Like, I had nothing kind of holding me back, you know what I mean? Which I think was kind of a good thing for me. Like, I really did kind of hit the ground running in college. Like, I really made a lot of good friends, which I was so terrified for. Because it's one thing when you're close to your family and you have a hard time making friends. I knew that that would be scary for me. And, you know, like, I put on my big girl pants, and I did it. And I really, like, kind of put myself out there in friendships. And, like, I think that's the thing is, like, it was almost a way of survival. In the beginning, it was like, I'm feeling kind of sucky. Like, I don't feel really great. I need to make friends. And I think, like, that was not the main thing on my mind going into college. I was just kind of like, you know, it'll happen. You know what I mean? I kind of had this peace about that. And I think that in no way is saying I didn't have that peace before. I did. And I think, like, that was what made me so frustrated is when people be like, well, you know, you just need to stop thinking about it. You just need to, like, not think, like, do anything about that. And I was like, definitely. Like, I didn't think about it very often, but it was surrounding me in my everyday life. You know what I mean? You watch movies, and I think a lot of people use this example when talking about, like, relationships, specifically, like, in, like, teen movies. But, like, friendship is in every single one. And, you know, for good reason. Like, that's an important part of people's lives. And in no way am I like, oh my gosh, they can't show friendship in movies anymore, because it made me feel sad. But, like, I don't think people realize how much, like, that affects your entire life. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't even like nobody wants to be my friend, but I know people. It was like, I don't really know anyone. Which, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to focus on the bad part. I'm just trying to share it now that I'm, like, kind of out of that experience. So that, like, people who are going through the same thing don't feel so alone. Because I think that was the thing, is I felt so alone. Because even when people talk about this, it's like, oh, you know, I just don't really get along with anyone. No one understands me. I have friends, but they don't like get me. And for me, it was just different. You know what I mean? And in no way am I saying that, like, that's not also valid, but it's different. And I think, like, that's kind of been the entire thing about this podcast, is if anyone listens to it, I just want them to feel understood. And that, like, it gets better. It gets better, but it also gets different. You know what I mean? There's going to be different challenges. Like, growth isn't always like linear, I think, is what I've discovered. Kind of not discovered over time, but what I've kind of realized. Because I think, like, I don't know, with like friendship and things like that, it's such like a unique experience that, like, I think even like parents or like older people don't get it because it's just different now. In no way am I saying that they did not have like other challenges. We're just facing a unique set of challenges. You know what I mean? And I'm not even saying that's with like social media and things like that. It's just like it's partly that, but it's partly like a cultural mindset of like, well, I'd rather, you know, talk to my friends on the phone or things like this. Or I've even noticed when I was younger and like a lot of my friends had a phone before me, I would be like hanging out with them and they'd be on their phone the entire time. Which, you know, I mean, is one thing if you both have phones. It's one thing if you're both doing it. But it's another thing when like one of us doesn't have a phone. You know what I mean? Which in no way am I being like, oh, my parents should have gotten me a phone earlier. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna be emo like that. I think the choice they made was purpose perfectly rational. But I even like now you'll be hanging out with people and they'll be making plans right in front of you. You know what I mean? Which obviously has happened, just all of these things are so heightened. You know what I mean? Like talking behind your back, so heightened. Because of like phones and social media. And I don't even want to say it's like, oh, because we're giving these like younger kids phones. It's like, it's not an individual problem. It's a cultural shift that has happened. And I think phones and I think things like that have created like such a sense of like community. Because as I was talking about like kind of moving away from all of my friends, then like, I would have not been able to keep up those relationships at all without technology. So I think like that sense of connection we strive for, I would say even more because of that. Because connection is so easy, so when it's difficult, we don't understand it. And when it's difficult, like it's so much harder because it should be easy. And I think like that's just my mindset with most things. Like this should be easy. Like this shouldn't be so very difficult for me right now. Know what I mean? That's just what I'm saying. But I think like we often think that like friendship and like, you know, growing apart from people is such like a terrible thing. Well, like in reality, like it happens with kind of everything, you know what I mean? And to think that like you're not gonna outgrow a relationship, I don't want to say outgrow, like you're not gonna be friends anymore, but that relationships aren't gonna change is like weird, you know what I mean? I don't think you should go into a relationship being scared that like at some point the relationship is gonna change or like no longer be, but like it's a healthy expectation to kind of not expect that, but kind of like understand if it does happen. I've had times where it's like, you know, someone will be like, oh, you know, well, we're friends for right now. Who knows about the future? And I'm like, what? Like, yeah, I get that. But you didn't have to say it. I don't know. It's just weird to me. And I think, like, even now, there's, I don't want to say it's trauma from not having, like, friends for that sort of time, but, like, yeah, it's a kind of trauma that I, you know, it's a difficult thing I had to go through, and it affects me in my everyday life still. Not everyday life, I'd say more month, every month life. I don't know. It only affects me sometimes, this like feeling. But even like when my friends now will like be, yeah, I don't know, I'll think they're angry at me or something like this. It's like I cannot like go back to that. More, I don't want to. I can. Like I got through it. I was fine, but it sucked. And I don't want to do it again. And I think that's the thing that like often people preach is like, you know, well, I got through it. Yeah, absolutely, but like it was hard. And I think there's, you know, there's a time to be like, you know, I got through it, you can get through it too. And there's a time to be like, this sucks. And I think that's kind of like in my personality is I cannot get over things without first wallowing in them. I need to be sad, I need to feel it, and then I'll be fine. Like I can't ignore it because then it's going to come up again in like a larger way. And like all the time I try to explain this to people that I have like outbursts like a child sometimes, which is, you know, totally fine and this happens with me, but I hate them. And I think that's the part about myself I don't understand. Because I'm quite level-headed and I can handle things, but once in a while something sets me off and I like cannot get my emotions together because I know exactly how I'm feeling, but I'm so vulnerable that if I share this with you and you say, well, you shouldn't feel this way, or I don't think that's how you're actually feeling, I will fall to the ground in a pile and actually die. And I think like that's the thing I understand about like myself and also, you know, other quote emotional teenage girls is like if I am coming to you with something and I'm already like sad and emotional about not the time to maybe, I don't know, because you want to talk about it, but there's a time for listening. And I think like that's kind of what I've realized from like talking to other people is there's like, you know, multiple kinds of personalities. And there's personalities, the one that see a problem and want to fix a problem. And there's people who just want to listen. And that's just, there's some people that want the problem to be fixed and some people just want to listen. And I think like it's a super like, you know, psych student thing, like often or we'll go into conversations and be like, okay, I just want you to listen. Or, you know, things like that. And I think it's like a silly boundary to put up sometimes for me to like say those things. But it's important. It's important and healthy for me specifically because it would not be healthy for me to then get mad at you for like responding in a way that's, you know, your personality or things like that. And I think like that's the thing I think I've realized often is the things that like maybe annoy you about people are also their personality and their central like values sometimes. And I think being like, well, why do you do that? Or what are you doing? Like, I think can kind of mess with that. I think like being in psych, you just realize how many ways you can be messed up. And I don't mean that in like a you're not a whole way, but like there are so many things that could affect somebody's like development and growth and like who they become. And I think as much as that's interesting, it also, you know, takes a step back. And I think, you know, I think I'm a very empathetic person, but it adds a different level of that when you can see like what somebody is going through in like a deeper level. And obviously I'm not going into relationships psychoanalyzing people, but I think like when people really get on your nerves, it's because like something inside of you is clashing. And I think I would love to think that like people just don't like me to not like me, but like there's a disconnect and there's something happening and there's places for both of us to grow. And that's terrible, and that's boring. I don't want to grow. I don't want to change ever. Just kidding. But, like, it's hard in that way to be like, oh, this person's being so annoying. But what can I do? Because I would like to think that I'm perfect and don't need change. But, obviously, I'm not. But, yeah, it's weird. I think friendship and, like, things like that is so weird. But I think, like, it's given me such like a, again? Sorry guys, as you can tell by my reaction, that was the fourth time the fire alarm had gone off. So, you know, it's just something you gotta work through. But what I was saying is, that's why friendship is like so interesting, because you're like seeing this like deeper, I don't know, you're getting to know someone deeper, but also at the same time, not at all, I don't know. Like, you will never know somebody. That's my, I will never know someone as deeply as I want to know them. Because I'm insane. Because I'm criminal. No, I'm joking. But I want to understand people deeply, and I think that's often, like, I want to know, like, difficult things going on in their life. And obviously, I'm not going to push that, because, like, I get vulnerability is different for certain people. And I think that's what I've noticed on, like, this podcast and things like this. People are like, oh my gosh, like, you're so vulnerable on here. And it's like, yeah, but, like, I don't think I'd ever say this actually in front of, what, 20-something people that listen. I'm not. Well, I'll say this in front of people I know. But I think, like, I'm just vulnerable in a different way on here than I am in, you know, my real life. And I think, you know, it's time for you guys to know that you know very little about me. You know a lot about me, but also very little. And that's fine. You know, like, I'm on here and I'm being completely myself. But also, like, there's always more of myself I'm yet to discover. You know, I've talked about this a couple of times, like being like, oh, you know, you're not acting like yourself. You know what I mean? That's constantly changing. Or I'm, you know, I was really myself today. It's because, like, you're, you know, I could be like, oh, you know, I was really myself in eighth grade, and I was really myself in, you know, sophomore year. I can't believe that, like, I, you know, thought I was being myself when, like, I'm actually being myself now. And it's like that changes. And I think, like, that's what I've had to realize is, like, being myself and being a bad person. There was times that maybe I was just annoying and kind of a bad person. And then this, and that's hard to admit, because I'd much, you know, I'd like to be like, oh, you know, I was having a hard time. And that's why I wasn't totally myself. I was being part of myself. You know what I mean? I wasn't playing a character. So I was just showing, you know, some less palatable versions of myself. But yeah, I hope that, you know, this topic of, you know, losing and growing friendships was, you know, helpful to you guys. I know I talk a lot about friendship on this podcast, but I think, like, well, I mean, just relationships in general, I think it's kind of our everyday life. I think that I just have a different view on it because I kind of got to be an outside view for a while. I got to observe friendships in a different way than, like, other people did, because I wasn't a part of them. And I think I say a lot of these comments and it kind of sounds sad or things like that, where it's like, you know, I got to observe friendships because I wasn't in one. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it to be sad. I'm saying it as in I have a different viewpoint than other people do because of that. Well, before the fire alarm interrupts us again, I just wanted to say that I love you guys. I hope you're having a great time, and I hope that, you know, you feel connected to me in some way through these episodes, and I hope that, you know, I help you feel a little bit less alone in this big old world. Well, I love you guys. Bye-bye now.